This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The madness is about to begin, and let's talk about where these teams are going to end up, some of the local ones specifically. But nevertheless, Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jerry, how you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are doing extremely well. So first and foremost, I've seen different projections and a lot of teams coming out of the Big Ten. Is the Big Ten the strongest conference right now in college hoops?
Certainly the deepest. It's a remarkable season that the league has had. I think every team in the league, except Northwestern and Nebraska, are in the top 50 of the net. Actually, I think Indiana's a little outside of that as well. But, so you're playing quality teams every time you take the floor in this league, and that shows up in the difficulty teams have had winning on the road. And it's showing up in the number of teams that may make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking, everybody, Indiana, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Obviously, Wisconsin is a 7 seed right now in some of the projections in your bracketology. So give me the lowdown on Wisconsin, because Wisconsin has had somewhat of an up-and-down season, but it certainly seems a little bit lesser competition, if you want to call it that. But they've somewhat righted the ship, and it seems like even after all the controversy of the Kobe King stuff, seems like they've kind of put it all together, and they're starting to hit on all cylinders at the right time.
Yeah, they are. It's funny because, in fact, I was saying that to somebody the other day. It's like, okay, they lose their second leading scorer. I think it was right before the Iowa game. They lost to Iowa. But since then, they've won 5 out of 6, and they're playing some of their best ball of the season. It's, getting hot at the right time, played themselves off the bubble. At this point, they'd have to, lose some games they definitely shouldn't to get back into trouble in terms of selection. But, now they're playing to see if they can be a top half of the bracket team. It's a really good finish to the season for Wisconsin.
Maryland, obviously the top dog in the Big Ten. They would be listed as, say, a number 2 seed right now, correct?
Yes, that's where I have them at the 2.
Okay, and then you follow it up. You got teams like Michigan State, obviously, has been there. Iowa's been there. You look at a lot of the different teams. Michigan is another one sitting at about, a 5 or something like that. There's quite a few. I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of the Big Ten. I think, is there a champion in the Big Ten? Is Maryland capable of winning it all?
They are. They're certainly good enough. Absolutely. And then, I'll give you a couple that are a little bit more off your radar. I mean, of course, Michigan State was the preseason number 1. Part of that was they were expecting, the people who were making those decisions were expecting Josh Langford to play, and of course he couldn't. He's out for the year with his injured foot. So that's hurt them a little bit, hurt their depth, and especially, with size. So I don't know if they can get all the way 6 games. But Ohio State is starting to round into form again after some roster issues in the, early part of January. And, right before that, they were poised to be the number 1 team in the polls and lost at Minnesota right before Christmas. But they've come back around and are looking more like that team that was ready to ascend to number 1. And then Michigan, who also had an injury problem, a significant one to Isaiah Livers, who was out for about 8 or 9 games, except for maybe 20 minutes against Illinois. And Michigan really suffered without him. He's back, and they are starting to look like the team that beat Gonzaga in non-conference play. And they were in the top 5 for a while as well. So those are 2 teams that might be seeded a little bit lower than their talent and their ability might represent.
When I start to look around the rest of, you know, just bracketology in general, a lot of familiar faces, obviously. But then again, you see a team that keeps climbing a number two in Dayton. And everybody thought that looked over the fence, Dayton would be good. I don't know if we thought they'd be this good. The other team in our own backyard, Marquette. Marquette also a number seven seed as the way it sits right now. Talk about Marquette and what they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, they're having a really good season. Of course, they've got, you know, Marcus Howard coming back to play another year in Marquette was huge for them. They're struggling a little bit right now. They've lost three in a row, you know, at Villanova, home Creighton, at Providence. You know, those are all good teams, and Providence is really getting hot. So those aren't really bad losses, but they're starting to slide down the bracket a little bit. But when you've got a guy like Marcus Howard, you've got a chance to beat anybody because he can take over a game. And I kind of liken it, and this is, you know, I'm a Purdue guy, so my own frame of reference is Carson Edwards last year in the NCAA tournament. I think Marcus Howard is capable of that kind of play through the NCAA tournament and maybe carry his team as far as, you know, the second weekend or a possible Elite Eight kind of performance. But, you know, I think they're going to be more dependent on him to do that kind of thing than perhaps that Purdue team last year.
And then when you start to, you know, kind of go, by the way, we're talking with Jerry Palm, bracketologist for CBS Sports. You start to look down the list. You look at the SEC. You look at the ACC. Tell me about some of these other ones. Obviously, Big 12. There's Kansas that is sitting there right now. Baylor's had a really solid season again. Gonzaga, San Diego State. Give me some of the thoughts on some of these other number one teams.
Yeah, well, Baylor and Kansas gave us a classic game over the weekend.
Yes, they did.
Maybe more defensive-oriented. They, you know, these were two very good teams making great plays at both ends of the floor throughout that contest. And you can see why they are number one and two in the bracket. Kansas jumped Baylor for number one after that win. And they may play again in the Big 12 championship game. And maybe we'll see them again in Atlanta. But those two teams are having fantastic seasons and deserve their position. Gonzaga and San Diego State as well. Of course, San Diego State picked up their first loss of the season. They've beaten Creighton and Iowa and BYU, all top 25 teams. They don't play any of them at home. Gonzaga has beaten Oregon and Arizona. So, you know, those are outstanding teams. And Gonzaga is they're not terribly deep. They only play about seven guys, but those are talented guys. And all four of those teams are capable of winning a national championship. Now, you mentioned the ACC. They're having a very weird year. Louisville, Florida State, Duke. Two, three-seed kind of teams, very good, all capable of winning everything. And then you have a tremendous gap to the fourth team, who is Virginia, and a double-digit seed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one other team, NC State, could get in, and nobody else seems to have much of a chance. It's not the kind of year we expect normally see from the ACC when they're talking about seven or eight teams comfortably in the field, maybe five this year, and only three with a chance, really, to get to the second weekend.
When you talk about, obviously, the Virginia Cavaliers, we pay attention to it with Tony Bennett, and we've been watching their bubble watch and stuff, and you know, Clark assist per game has been really good for them, and Jay Huff, I love watching his shots from the outside specifically, but what has it been about Virginia this year that just has not given Tony Bennett what he thought he'd have?
Well, they play the defense they've always played. You know, that's their bread and butter. They're outstanding on that end of the floor. They just can't score, not reliably. It's been getting a little better lately, though. But, they don't have enough weapons on offense. And, you know, Diakite's pretty good, but he's a post guy. So, you know, he's only going to give you so much. They need guys like Clark to be consistent outside shooters so that they have a chance to be efficient offensively. They just aren't anywhere near as efficient as they were a year ago.
And then I wanted to ask you about, because the fly in the ointment is always the mid-majors. And you look at a team like, say, Northern Kentucky, 13-4, 21-8 on the season. You've got the Wright State Raiders and the Horizon League, both those teams on top. Is there a chance that both teams get into the tournament if they don't win, if the other one doesn't win their league tournament?
No, that league is not putting a second team in.
Okay.
That is a tournament winner only league. If it's Wright or Northern Kentucky, you're probably looking at a 14 or 15 seed for either of those teams, and obviously anybody else would be seeded lower. But, no, there's really only two leagues like that that have a shot to put a team in the field as an at-large. The Missouri Valley champion, or likely champion, Northern Iowa, has got a chance, that they wanted Colorado this year, and that's a top 25 team. They already got a couple bad losses in the league, though, so if they're going to lose again, they need to make sure they're losing to one of the better teams. And then East Tennessee from the Southern Conference, they also have a quality road win this year at LSU. And again, in the same position, they've already got a bad loss at home to Mercer. They can't afford another loss like that. Need to make sure when they lose in the conference tournament, which would have to happen for them to be an at-large team, that they don't take a loss to a team that's too far down the standing.
Where's the cutoff line in the SEC? I mean, obviously you have Kentucky and Auburn and LSU sitting there. I mean, is it Florida, South Carolina? Where's the cutoff line there?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the four teams that I've got, more comfortably in the bracket. All Florida's still pretty squarely on the bubble, but Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, it's kind of like the ACC as I described, with those three teams being ahead of everybody else, but those three teams are not as good as the three in the ACC. After that, Florida, I've got Arkansas, one of my last four in. They've been playing without Isaiah Jones. I don't know if he's their best player, but they've got two guys that are really good, and they've missed him. While he was out, they lost all five of their games. So they got a win over the weekend when he came back, but they're going to have to do more. Mississippi State's got a shot. South Carolina's got an outside shot. If Tennessee had beaten Auburn, we could say that they had a shot, but that's pretty much gone. There really isn't a lot outside of those top three in the SEC this year.
I want to make a mention of this. Bruce Pearl obviously was here and did some great things within the Horizon League with UW-Milwaukee. That guy, he's had his own issues, but that guy can coach, can't he?
Yeah, he's doing a terrific job. There's no question.
That's amazing.
He's got good players, and might sneak a guy into the NBA or whatever, but he isn't dealing with the same tech that the Kansases and the Kentuckys and the Dukes are dealing with, and yet he's competing toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Jerry, it's always great to get you on. It's always great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll chat again come tournament time, but it's exciting. I love this time of year, man. Can't wait for it. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Jerry Palm, bracketologist for CBSSports.com. Yeah, you look...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.